Hi, I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine, and you're listening to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Hi, and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine. Today we're pleased to be joined by Roger Grillo, regional manager for the American Development Model. On January 2nd, Roger led a group of Mite players from around the New England region to go be able to skate at Fenway Park for a cross-ice jamboree, and we're lucky to have Roger today to talk a little bit more about the event and how it all came about. So, Roger, thanks for joining us today.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Can you just tell us, how did it all come about working with the Boston Red Sox to get this project off the ground?
Well, with the help of Pat Keller and Kevin Cavanaugh and their connections with some of the management of the Red Sox, they had decided to put the ice in for a two-week period this year, and they had a bunch of college games and high school games, and they asked me to put together a proposal of what I would do if I was able to get my hands on some ice. So I came up with the idea of having inviting two Mite age teams from all the New England states, and then six teams from Massachusetts. So we had 16 Mite teams there, and the format was fantastic. The setting was, I mean, as you can imagine, Fenway in the winter on the ice was pretty special. But it turned out to be an unbelievable event. And the Red Sox organization, kudos to them for allowing us to come in and you know, do an event that's that exciting and that glamorous. And not only that, but it was an avenue to show people what we're trying to push at that age group on the ice.
That's fantastic. So I would imagine that there were no lack of takers among teams of the various New England states.
Well, the positive is there's 16 teams that love me, but there's about 1,000 or so that are really mad at me right now. So what I tried to do is I reached out to the presidents of the affiliate presidents and asked them who they felt was doing the best job implementing the ADM, especially at that age group. So I got the feedback, and those were the teams that we invited. And so it was almost like a reward for, you know, a job well done over the past year and a half.
Speaking of the ADM, how do you think the ADM is taking hold in the New England states?
It's really impressive. I mean, there's some really neat, positive things going on. There's a lot more cross-ice hockey happening. There's a lot more awareness of what should be happening at the different age groups, not just at 8 and under. There's a lot of positive feedback. And to be honest with you, the whole checking thing has gone, you know, from my standpoint, based on the feedback I get, there's really no hang-ups or hiccups or anything going on with that, which is, I think, kind of a shock, because I think people felt that New England might have been one of the areas that had a strong feeling against it, but in actually the opposite.
And speaking of the event on the ice, can you just talk a little bit about, so it was games or was it a practice?
What I did I put four teams on the ice. They played against each other in the ends. And then I had center ice. I brought some high school age kids, and they ran like a fun zone. We called it a fun zone. So the shifts were about a minute and a half. They played against each other. The kids, there was a group that was playing, a group that was resting, and a group that was in the fun zone. And every minute and a half, that rotated. So it got to the point where the kids were having so much fun in the fun zone in the middle that I caught a couple of them not going back into the game. They wanted to stay in the middle. So the message there is, you know, they're kids, and yeah, the hockey game is important, but they want to have fun. You know, they want to play tag, they want to play keep away, they want to, and then to have the high school kids out there kind of being role models and teachers, it was just a phenomenal event. And it was interesting because Larry Lucchino showed up, president, and he was on the other side of the glass. And to see an event like that, where you have 50-plus kids on the ice and probably another 20 adults and all the activity, you know, if you were to walk into your normal, you know, 2 years ago full ice Mite game, you'd see 10 kids. To see 50 kids and all these adults with pucks flying and energy, kids bumping into each other, it was pretty impressive. And you could see his face was like, oh, my gosh, this is unbelievable. actually one of the teams was coached by Sam Kennedy, who's the COO of the Red Sox, and they were just absolutely, they had such a great time, such a great experience. I won't be shocked if we're asked back again to do something similar in the future.
Awesome, awesome. You were talking about, like, kids being kids. I mean, did you find some of these kids? I mean, you know, you grow up in New England.
Yeah.
Fenway Park is like, you know, the it's like a temple. Did you find yourself, or did you find these kids were just like in awe? I mean, it's like, you know, it was hard to keep their attention.
Well, not only were they in awe, but a lot of pictures taken. We actually, the last 5 minutes, we stopped playing and said to the teams, listen, take as many pictures as you want. So they were taking pictures with, you know, the stands in the background with the green monster in the background. I mean, they took about 30 different pictures. So and the weather couldn't have been any better. It was about 50 degrees, pure sunshine. It looked like a nicer day than probably most of their early season games in April. I mean, to walk in the stadium, walk down the stands, and be on the field. I mean, literally the field was from first base to, like, shortstop, you know, into right field. And just to be in that building, in that environment was, for me, it was a thrill, and I can guarantee it for the parents and the kids, it was a huge thrill.
Absolutely. Well, just another feather in the cap of the American development model.
Absolutely.
And another step forward. Well, anyway, that's our podcast for today. Make sure you check out the February issue of USA Hockey Magazine. This is the cover feature of the magazine, a story written by James McDonald, and photos provided to us by the Boston Red Sox. Roger, thank you very much for taking the time today, and look forward to speaking with you again.
My pleasure.